West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A former police officer and school resource officer who admitted to enticing an 11-year-old developmentally delayed female to his basement where he led her hand to his genitals has been sentenced to 75 total years in prison, but to serve 60. 37-year-old Jarek Gilbert and his counsel had agreed to a blind plea agreement on Monday, meaning that Gilbert had admitted to what he was charged and a judge would determine the sentence. Gilbert was arrested in April of 2022 and charged with two counts of child molestation, one count of enticing a child for indecent purposes, and violation of oath by a public officer. The state on Monday telling Judge Dustin Hightower that the district attorney's office and the victim's family agreed to ask for a 50-year sentence for Gilbert, a sentence 25 years less than the maximum, partially based on the fact that Gilbert had admitted to investigators what had taken place. The state also argued that Gilbert's actions not only negatively affected the victim and her family, but also the school she attended, the students there, and the way future school resource officers will be perceived. Gilbert and his attorney asking the judge to be lenient in his sentencing, however, according to reporter Josh Engel, Judge Hightower determined the maximum sentence was more appropriate.
Following the defendant's request for leniency, where he referred to difficult issues in his own life, Judge Dustin Hightower suggested Gilbert's comments came across as though he were playing a victim, stating, "Playing as the victim is a dangerous mindset." Hightower continued, "I am not the one who will give you mercy today. As you have said, you are a Christian. Perhaps there is someone else you can look to for that." The victim and the family of Gilbert's victim were not in attendance for Monday's hearing. Reporting from Carrollton, this is Josh Engel.
All right, Josh, thank you for that. Half of Carroll County will be represented by a new state senator if a new district map proposed by Georgia Senate Republicans is approved by Georgia legislators this week and accepted by a federal judge. A special legislative session on redrawing state legislative and congressional districts is scheduled to begin Wednesday after U.S. District Judge Steve Jones in October ordered Georgia to draw black majorities in one additional congressional district, two additional state Senate districts, and five additional state House districts. The proposal for Senate districts shows District 30 shifting north and east, projected to cover a portion of Paulding County and half of Douglas County. Southern Carroll County, including Bowdoin, Rootville, and Whitesburg, would fit into Senate District 6. Democrat Jason Esteves was elected to that office in November of 2022. District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan on Monday telling WLBB Radio he's not happy with the 30th and the way it's been drawn. He said, "I'm disappointed that for 10-plus years I've had the honor to represent all or almost all of my home county, only to now having over half placed in a new district." In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.